unknowingly
answers.
and
Lord, we
unknowingly.
worship
We
you,
ask the
Lord.
mighty
We
God to
adore you,
come to our
Lord. We
soul. Blessed
magnify you.
Jesus. Hallelujah. And let your
Hallelujah.
Holy
Blessed
Spirit,
be the
mighty
name
God,
of the
abide
Lord.
within us. Mighty God, I ask you to
Hallelujah.
lead us and
Blessed be the
direct
name
us,
of
mighty God.
Jesus.
I ask you,
Glory to
Lord, to just
God.
move mightily on
Jesus.
this platform
Hallelujah.
tonight in the name
Thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you,
We ask you to speak to the few, mighty God, in the
Hallelujah.
name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, let no one come
Yahuwah,
out of this
Lord.
room tonight
Holy
and leave
Spirit
feeling the same.
Hallelujah.
You, mighty
Blood
God,
of
for
Lord,
deliverance,
Father,
Holy
God.
God.
Holy
we
God.
ask you,
Mighty
Lord,
God,
for
tonight,
healing. We ask you, mighty God, for a foot, mighty God. Lives are being transformed. We ask you for a roundabout church tonight on this platform. In the mighty name of Jesus. And so tonight, we just lift holy hands in your presence. Hallelujah. And we worship you, Lord. Because you, mighty God. Hallelujah. Because truly, God, you deserve the glory. You deserve the praise, mighty God. You are worthy tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are honorable tonight, and mighty God, there is no like unto you. So we bow down tonight as ancestors of our Father, and we just tell you, mighty God, we are grateful that you are a part. You are everything in our lives, God. Without you, mighty God, we are nothing, no matter what we have, no matter where we are.
Dark
tonight,
areas, mighty
Jesus.
God,
it's all because
that
of you tonight. So tonight, Lord, we minus ourselves from the equation tonight, and we declare that it's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you,
mighty God.
Nothing good that we have done to deserve your only Son,
God,
hallelujah.
Yes,
but because you're a God of grace
right,
and mercy,
you pray,
God,
God,
you sent him to die for us. And we are thankful tonight, Jesus.
Glory,
so Lord, let your
honor,
Holy Ghost and fire
praise,
burn the atmosphere
God.
Tonight.
In the name
angels
of Jesus.
Say, oh,
yes,
my mighty God,
God.
In the name of
God,
Jesus. Lord,
your
take
spirit,
full control,
yes,
mighty God. Lead us and direct us tonight, mighty God, as we look to you, oh God, for your leading tonight.
Hallelujah. And we pray, God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Camilla, are you ready? Mighty God. Hallelujah.
That knows no doubt. Give me the grace,
hallelujah,
to do thy will, heart and cleanse this soul. Blessed Jesus, hear me, O Savior divine.
Open the fountain tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Open the fountain and cleanse me.
Tonight, a heart like thine.
Give me a heart like thine.
Hallelujah. We worship you tonight, mighty God.
Holy and joy.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the name
Come
of
to
Jesus.
Our soul, blessed Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Give us a heart tonight like thine, mighty
Hallelujah.
God. Father, sometimes our hearts are so tough. Oh God, sometimes our hearts are not in the right place. But
My
tonight,
God.
mighty God, we ask you to open the fountains of our heart and cleanse us, hallelujah, and give us a heart like thine, a heart to love, mighty God, even when it seems hard, a heart to forgive, even when the pathway seems rough and tough, mighty God, a heart, mighty God, like thine, to open, mighty God, to the people. Lord, your word said that we have to love one another, love our brothers and sisters, hallelujah. Before
God.
We can declare our love for you. So tonight, mighty God, we ask you to just enter our hearts, holy God.
Holy God.
Enter our spirit, mighty God.
Mighty
Lord, this
God.
Life is not easy, mighty
Jesus.
God. Sometimes the things, mighty God, that beset us. Sometimes the things that hold us captive, mighty
God.
Lord, sometimes our brothers and sisters offend us and it's hard for us to let go. But tonight, Lord, we ask you to give us a heart, mighty God, like thine.
Like thine.
A heart, Lord, that even when
Praise
it seems
Jesus.
Impossible, it is possible with you, mighty God. So tonight, Holy Spirit, enter our chambers and let your Holy Spirit be free, mighty God, to worship and to exalt you. Because truly, God, you deserve the glory, you deserve the honor, and
you deserve
the
praise. The
praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We worship you, mighty God. And tonight, scripture is taken from Psalms, a few verses from Psalms 95 and about three or four from Psalms 96. And it says, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation." Hallelujah. "Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the
Amen.
Lord is great God," hallelujah, "and a great king above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land." Hallelujah.
Amen.
"Oh, come, let us worship and bow down.
Damn.
Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if he will hear his voice." Hallelujah. Psalms 96. "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name, show forth his salvation from day to day, declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods." Here ends a portion of God's holy word tonight. So tonight the Lord is calling us to a time of worship, mighty God. Sometimes we're in a situation where we can't even find the strength to worship. But tonight the Lord is saying to us that we should give him worship. We should give him praise, hallelujah. And we know, you and I know, that truly God deserve the worship. He deserves the praise because he is a good God. He is an awesome God, and
Amen.
He's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Camille, can you do the other song for me, please? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
"I will lay down my soul, the prince of peace is his name.
Mighty God.
King of the mountain, the Lord is mighty.
Mighty.
The Lord can quench the evil flame.
Worship the Lord in your feet tonight.
When trouble goes, Jehovah sees. Jehovah knows
he is my peace.
When sorrow nears, Jehovah sees. Jehovah hears.
Feel the presence of God.
Amen.
We are his people and the sheep of his pastors.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise.
Praise.
Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Hallelujah. For bless the Lord God. Is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. Hallelujah. And I declare tonight that the devil is a liar. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
He is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So with hearts of thanksgiving tonight. Hallelujah. With our souls filled with praise tonight to give thanks unto the Lord of Lords and to our King of Kings in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I hand over to Sister Nadine in care of the Holy Ghost.
Bless the name of
Jesus. Be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. He gives me peace when troubles roar, mighty God. Jehovah is here tonight. Hallelujah. Whatever Amen. Our situation be, he is Jehovah, and we are going to say Jehovah if we're sick. He is a Jehovah. Is if we need help, yes. He's Jehovah. We add what Jehovah is to the name, and so we praise him tonight. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. So
mighty
I want to
God.
Thank you, Sister Allen, for leading us thus far into our devotional exercise. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's indeed worthy to be praised. And you have set the pace and the tone for worship. Glory to God. And as we proceed tonight, let us continue to give him the praise. Send up the praise. Send up the praise. And let the blessings come falling down. One more time, I must want to take this time out to say welcome to us again. We're on the platform tonight as we come to worship and we come to praise. Let us just keep ourselves together, focus, and trust God tonight that we're going to hear from him. Bless the Lord. Can you bow your head while I pray for the speaker? She's Sister Chantal before she comes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. We honor you tonight. We thank you for the privilege, Jesus, mighty God. You are our peace. You are our present help, mighty God of heaven. You are God tonight all by yourself. Hallelujah, mighty God. You teach, you preach, my God of heaven, my God. And so as you have given us, oh God, this great commission, my God, here we are tonight, Lord, my God of heaven. And so as we come, God, preaching and teaching your word, your woman servant is about to break the word to your people. We pray that every heart will be in tune. Amen. Mighty God of heaven, we pray that every heart will come to the place where we can, God Almighty, can hear your word and accept them and bind them up, oh God, upon the table of our hearts. Oh God, and as she speaks tonight, we pray, Holy Spirit, that you will just give her clarity, give her clearance, mighty God, we pray in the name of Jesus.
In
we pray,
Jesus
divine God, that you will take a life coal from the altar, touch her lips. My God, may she not speak, divine God, of her own, God of heaven, but we pray, Holy Spirit, that you will give her utterance and she will speak as an oracle of your divine God, not what Sister Nadine wants to hear, not what anyone else on the platform wants to hear, but divine God, what you have given her to give to us.
In the name
my God, we pray
Jesus.
That you will preach, thus say God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Whether we want to hear or forbear, she will speak your word.
In
oh God
Jesus
Almighty.
Name.
And that as she do, Lord, we pray, divine God, that our hearts will be receptive and
yes,
will receive
Holy
a blessing from you. And so, Lord, I will just hand her over to you tonight.
Mighty
God,
God,
in the name of Jesus
in
Christ
Jesus
of Nazareth.
Mighty name.
I would say, woman of God.
Hallelujah.
Preach the word.
Amen.
Thus saith the Lord in
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name. See the
Amen.
Sister Chantal at this time.
Bless
in
the
Jesus
Lord.
Name.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Have thine own way, Lord.
Praise Jesus.
Have thine own way. Thou art the potter.
Hallelujah.
And I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, healed, dead, and still one more time, have thine own way, Lord.
Jesus.
Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, and I am the clay. Mold me and make me, hallelujah, after thy will, while I am waiting, healed, dead, and still. While I am waiting, healed, dead, and still. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I ask that you just bow your heads at this time. The name of Jesus, mighty God, our eternal Father, our Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords. As we approach your throne tonight, mighty God, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for your grace. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for your goodness, mighty God, that you continue to bestow upon us each and every day, each and every moment. Lord God, tonight, as I place myself before you and avail myself to be used by you, mighty God, I pray that self will be slain. I pray that, Lord God, I will be a veiled vessel so that you can use me to speak to your people. Mighty God, I pray, Lord, for a cleansing, a fresh anointing. Mighty God, I pray that I will be the mouthpiece and nothing more in the name of Jesus. I pray that this word tonight, mighty God, will be released upon your people and that there will be a change. There will be a difference in my mind, in my spirit, and in the spirit of your people, in the minds of your people, mighty God, their hearts tonight, our hearts tonight, mighty God, because I want a word, Lord Jesus. And so speak tonight, Lord God, and have your own divine way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we just shout our praise tonight?
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Bless the name of
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the
Jesus.
Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Grateful
Hallelujah.
tonight.
Hallelujah.
Sorry. It's
Hallelujah.
a privilege to do this. It's really a privilege because it's not something everybody likes to personally do. You know, some persons don't like to talk and it feels heavy sometimes. And it's crazy because I'm always talking to people, always presenting, always doing these things. But there's a level, as I was telling Sister Camille, a level of responsibility that comes with this. And I literally kept asking, I kept praying. I'm like, God, what should I really say? There was a conversation I was having. I think it was Tuesday, one of those afternoons with one of my friends, and the conversation went to a whole different place where the very thing I'm going to speak on tonight is what the conversation was about. And it was so fruitful. And you know, she was even, because I told her that I have something I need to do, and she was encouraging me, saying, no man, you can just avail yourself and God will speak. And I'm just going
Amen.
to talk on this. I don't necessarily have a topic, but I'm going to start with this statement. Am I tied to my blessing, or am I a steward of the blessings of God? Am I tied to my blessing, which could be either one or two or three? Or am I a steward of the blessings of God? And so I'm going to start with two passages of scripture. I ask for your patience because I'm going to be reading them. I'm going to start with Genesis chapter 22. If you have your Bible, you can follow with me. This might come off a little teacher friendly. So follow with me tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen or amen.
Amen,
Yes,
amen. Can you repeat
blessings,
the
blessings.
scripture?
Amen,
We are
amen,
here. We
amen.
are here.
All right. So
Scripture.
Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 to 19. So I'm going to go ahead while you search, time. All right, so it starts by saying, "Now it came to pass," and this is the New King James Version. It came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham," and he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you." So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife. And the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." Then he said, "Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering." So the two of them went together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord came to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." So he said, "Here I am." And he said, "Do not lay your hand on the lad, or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "In the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." Then the angel of the Lord came to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemies. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." 19th and ending. So Abraham returned to his young men, and they rose and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. And I'm going to read another portion of scripture quickly. Let's go to Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 to 22. So while you're located, I can go ahead and read, right? All right. Still New King James Version. So we're reading verse 16 to 22. "Now behold, one came and said to him, 'Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?' So he said to him, 'Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments.' He said to him, 'Which ones?' Jesus said, 'You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself.' The young man said to him, 'All these things I have kept from my youth. What do I still lack?' Jesus said to him, 'If you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me.' But when the young man heard," 22 and ending, "but when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions." Here endeth a portion of God's word, and we honor it by saying,
Be to God.
Bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to
I know
God.
that was a little
Thanks
lengthy, but I
be to
wanted
God.
to bring across two situations here, two stories that were told. And we are very much familiar with Abraham's story of sacrificing his only son and also the young rich ruler. Tonight, I'm talking about release, about stewardship, and about the posture of our hearts. And
Yes.
this is exactly what was laid on my heart. The first thing I want to talk about is what those three words really mean, right? So when we talk about release, we're talking about making room for something. We're making something available. We're also letting go. In our case, we're letting go to allow God to step in. So when you're releasing, you're giving up something, right? And usually you want to release things that mean you know well. Most persons don't release things that are good to them. I remember we had a presentation a few nights ago, when or a couple of nights rather, talking about the rockets and the launching and everything, and how when the rocket is moving from one level to the next level, it has to release different things because where the altitude to which the rocket is going, it just can't go there. And so you're not going to release things that you want. You're going to release the things that you know aren't good for you. Amen. All right. And then stewardship.
Amen.
Stewardship refers to how well you're responsible. So, you know, some of us, well, if you haven't heard, I'm going to put this in education. We teach our children that we need to be stewards of the environment. So we need to care for the environment, be responsible for the environment. In like manner, God wants us to have stewardship, good stewardship, because he wants to see how are we managing what he has given to us. In the situation with the young ruler, the rich young ruler, he had great possessions rather. He had so many things. And if we should put him in this nowadays life, right? We're talking about probably big house, probably a Chris car, you know, probably have millions and stocks and all these things, which I'm very certain he was very connected with. He was tied to it to the
Of
point where the
people.
scripture says when Jesus told him that go sell your possessions, because remember, you know, in his eyes, if you're following the scripture, he was a moral man. He helped his neighbor, he did all he could, you know, he probably feed the poor, probably was a philanthropist, you know, the people who go and they help all these big organizations. So him feel like he might do good, right? And
Right.
he has everything. How many times do we feel like we're doing all this and that is enough? We don't need to do any more, and God will provide because we have great possessions. To us, we have one little house in Jamaica, we have one little house in foreign. So all is well. But that scripture pointed to us that that's not all it is. And that
No.
leads me to posture of our heart. When we talk about the posture, when we talk about posture as a word overall, we talk about position, how you sit. How you fix yourself, right? So whether you're sitting upright, whether you're standing up, some persons will always say have good posture, man. You know, when your back hurts you, and you know, a crooked back, and you look like you're a hookup. So, you know, you want to start as straight as you can. Posture of your heart also means how your heart look. How are you treating others? You know, the
Jesus.
conditions of how you look at how you do things. Because
Yes.
some of us, we think that posture and the way per se we help other people has to do with appearance. And we almost would be compared to white sepulchres, where we just outside look whitewashed, and inside it's damaged, it's dead, it's rotting. You understand? And God doesn't want that to be the posture of our hearts. And
No.
so tonight, what I'm bringing to you from these two passages of scriptures is that we have to understand what these three terms mean. Because it is all in our release. It is all in our release. Because release is going to reveal the posture of our hearts.
Amen.
Release is going to reveal the very posture of our hearts. I know this is where I'm going to show you the comparison. Let's go to the story of Abraham. If you don't have an understanding, when we talk about Abraham sacrificing his son, it's not like he had many sons. Because you know
No.
what I realized sometime, I was even having this conversation with my mother a couple of days ago, where I was telling her that when we give sometimes, we feel like
we have to have it all together. No,
Mm.
that is not what true giving is. That is my late pastor's wife. She always said to us that you can give without loving, but you can't love without giving. Because people feel like you're a great giver when you have many to give from, or you have much to give from. But that is not true giving. True giving is having this little, and you
I
still
still give.
sacrifice to
Amen.
take from it. And so when
Amen.
you think about releasing so that God can pour into you, it takes a place of sacrifice. It takes a place of, and I'm guilty. Sometimes I'm telling the truth. I'm like, Lord, this is hard. And I'm going to give you a situation. I'm going to give a testimony actually of what God has really done with this very word. Abraham gave up everything. He gave up literally everything. This was his promise. You know, in Isaac, he saw his legacy, his legacy. In Isaac, he saw something that God will fulfill. It's not just a mere child. This was what he saw to say, yes, God, yeah, bless me now. And
Yes.
imagine after waiting for so
So
long and
long.
finally getting it. You're going to tell me
Finally.
to give it up? How many of us would do what
My
Abraham did?
God.
Some of me would have cussed God, and that's just the truth. Some of me would have argued and said, then God, look how me just get the one penny. Are you going to take him for me? As a matter
Amen.
of fact, some people will probably say to you, you're sure I
Oh.
gotta talk to you? Be
Yes,
careful of
someone
those people.
confirmation. That's
Right.
right.
Yes,
Amen.
there are people who will see, and you have to be careful in a release season. Remember, the release is going to reveal everything to you. You know, this is where God pour out into you. This is where God transitions you and positions you. So if you miss the release season, you're missing an actual blessing. The scripture told us at the end, it said in verse 19, verse 17, it started to say, blessings I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your
Multiply.
descendants. It
Amen
says, as
now.
stars of the heaven
Stand on the
and
shore.
as sand which is on the seashore. How many of us can go out there, go count sand at the beach? We can't count no sea, no sand grain. That is how much the blessing. He multiplied one seed to
Jesus.
become great. And I'm just pointing
Hallelujah.
this out to somebody that even with the one thing you think is mere, not so important, God can use that very thing and turn it into something that will change your entire life, change your whole trajectory. Everywhere, I was telling my friend, even the conversation, I was saying to her, listen, sometimes God literally put you in rooms where you question yourself, like, I don't even have the qualifications for this room. I don't even have the capacity for this room. Because just like Moses did not think he could speak. He's like, really? Me, I only imagine Moses saying, God, I'm not eloquent enough. Why you think me I go in front of all of them people here? You mean if you go in front of the Pharaoh and tell him to let your people go? It
That's
took
Moses.
bravery. It took great strength. And so when it comes to being released or releasing, it takes a lot out of you because it's going to take the number one thing, obedience to God. And that is what
Amen.
Abraham demonstrated when he went ahead and he sacrificed that one son. Even the son, I wonder, like, where's the lamb? Because me see you have wood, me see you have fire, me see you have everything pack up. Where's the lamb? Little did he know that he was the lamb.
Yes.
And I'm just pointing out to say tonight that it's going to take sacrifice. It's going to take sacrifice. But there is a blessing in your release. It just requires you to release. And so when we look at the rich young ruler's story, he did the opposite of Abraham. He did not release. He
No.
actually went away sorrowful. And I'm going to let you understand how this really put everything together. The rich young ruler was connected to his blessing. So Abraham was entrusted with a promise. He was given the child that he wanted. But God tested his release. He tested his ability to release, to
Peace.
actually be obedient, to
Yes.
show him how much he will serve him. A question I wrote down here, you know, when I was reading through it. It said, I said here, will you still believe that I'm faithful to keep you even after releasing the very thing that you're connected to? So
Jesus.
even after you make that sacrifice, will you still think that God is going to be faithful? Even when you give the last money, will you still think that God is going to be faithful? Even when you don't know what is going to happen to you next, will you still think that God is going to be faithful to you tonight? Because many of us were in different situations, and I can very much attest where I felt like I'm drowning. I felt like, God, you say you're gonna help me. You say that you're not going to leave me nor forsake me. Where are you? Come in need of like right now, like ASAP. But I know, so God works on his time. He's not going
Yes.
to come down when you want him to. His presence is not going to flow through your situation when you want him to. He's going to show up
Amen.
when he knows it is
Hallelujah.
necessary,
Yes,
it is
amen.
important, and it's going to work on time. And I'm going to pause right here to give a
Hallelujah.
testimony. I
Thank
remember
you.
it was last week, I think it was
Amen.
week before last, I started a fast on Thursday. I've said this to many persons. It's hard. When I say it's hard, it's so hard to fast at work because the type of job we have, it's so hard to even find a little moment to pray. There's always somebody in my classroom that you can't even pray at lunch. But I said, God, I'm going to make a sacrifice. I started the fast on Thursday and I continued to Friday. I continued to Saturday. I continued to Sunday. I already hungry. I licked me. And the weakness I turn up and I said, God, I am sacrificing. Sacrificing this time because me have some things in my life where you need for break, you need for shift, you need for turn. There are so many things I'm just pouring out to God, pouring out to God.
Amen.
And I remember even in that moment, I had so many phone calls from people. I have this to pay, I have that to pay. And do I have the money? Brethren, no, I don't. I don't see the money. I don't know how the money is going to come. And I remember even last week now, Thursday, I was about to pay my electric bill. Time for all the bills to be paid. And when I look on my electric app, I'm seeing, and let me just make this point very clear. I don't pay in advance. I don't do auto pay for this electric bill. So whatever the bill comes to every month, that is the exact money that I pay. And I looked at the bill on the app and it says, like, you see due date, I see paid. I said paid. So no, me, I said maybe there's a glitch in the system. So I call the company asking, like what is happening, what was the cause, was there some, mistake or error? I just want to make sure because when you're here, you have to make sure that nothing is not as it shouldn't be, right? And so I called and I checked and they said they don't really understand because I mean they're seeing the money on the system. So I'm like, no man, this is strange. So now I went back to my bill pay, like my payment history for my cards, and I'm looking to see if I see anything paid for this month. I don't see anything. The last bill I saw was for which month? Wait, May, April. And I said, God, mommy, not understand this. So I called one of my friends, telling her what happened. She said, no man, call the company again. So I went to school and called them one more time because it is just too awkward in my eyes. And I'm just being so honest with you. It was so different. And I'm like, no, man, let me check again. And the people them I said, there's a credit balance on your account. I said, credit balance to what? From what? The people them still don't know. Listen to me. It paid my bill for this month and the amount that is on it in case it's going to pay my bill for June. All I could do,
No,
my mother literally said to me, why y'all worry about it? Just give God
amen.
thanks.
Praise
And we
God.
literally just start like this is what happens. He makes things
My
like
God.
people think that God now work miracles. People think that he's not in the working business.
My
It
God.
takes release to reach this place. It takes great sacrifice to reach this place. Tonight, I'm just encouraging somebody. Don't think that God is not going to make it for you. Like I've seen the amount of things that have happened since I came off that fast. It has been a fight and also a blessing. I get fired left, right, and center. But then there's so many more blessings that have been pouring out. I've stepped into rooms that I never really thought myself would step into. And this is because I've just been releasing and releasing. And I'm like, God, I don't want to do this. I don't want to have that attached to me. Tonight, I am encouraging somebody to just release. Don't be like the rich young ruler who was so attached to his great positions and his things that he have. All of that are gonna go away. The house are gonna probably mash up. Look how much people house mash. bad moment to say some of these things because we do bear with persons who would have gone through this hurricane. But so many persons who I know for sure who were so attached to these houses, attached to
My
these
God.
cars, they would have been underwater. They would have been destroyed. I'm not talking about the unfortunate situations. I'm talking about the ones who are so attached to the point where they grudge people, they hate people. If there's anything bad about their possessions, it's war, it's violence. God is not pleased with that posture. And so tonight, I'm encouraging us not to have that posture. That is not the posture that God wants our heart to be in. He wants us to be at a place where if I ask you to release this to me, are you going to still think I'm faithful? Are you going to still think that I'm able, that I'm more than able to do it? Because I wrote down here, surrender means even when I don't understand, I'm still going to trust God. That's what surrender means. And we sing this song, I surrender all. How many times have we truly surrendered? Some of we not really surrender yet, you know?
My
Because the truth
testimony.
is, we haven't given up anything. We are pinch and a try if we continue to do this. And I'm guilty of some of those things.
Jesus, help
We
us.
are pinch and I say, no man, me can't allow this to happen. Me can't make this go on. Me can't make this slide. And I'm literally learning that God has been putting me through a process where me have to say, Lord, me need to clean up that part about myself. Me need to fix up that little part there. No, me can't go on, so me can't be so. And it takes a whole process of releasing. Your blessing is in your release. Your transition is in your release. Like if you
Amen.
only just release, you would be shocked to see how your life will change. And this is not about
My
being
God.
empowering talk, TED talk session. This is life. This is real. And that's why I shared my testimony tonight because God is more, when I say more than able, may I tell you everything? Like I'm seeing God doing things and I'm still shocked. I'm just still shocked because I'm like he literally explained what suddenly mean. When scriptures are spoken and it says and suddenly something happened after that, you know. So tonight we want a suddenly situation in our lives tonight. We want God to show up. My favorite suddenly
Amen.
moment is Paul and Silas. My love talk about Paul and Silas because it wasn't a matter of oh they could have escaped prison. It was a great earthquake that happened, and suddenly there was an earthquake, and the one movement shifted everything. The one movement changed everything. In your release, you have to move. Because Abraham, you know the scripture said, in getting knife, in getting wood,
Hallelujah.
in get
Thank you,
every
Jesus.
single thing we need. Some of us, we don't move yet, and that's why
My
we feel
God.
stagnant.
Yes.
Some of we are the one, we're literally the stumbling block in our own way.
Yes.
And sometimes we say, yeah, man, that one they bad mind me. That one is grudgeful against me. It has nothing to do with people. It has to do with the posture of your heart. Because you are not setting your heart on God. The young rich ruler did not set his things on God. He thought he was a moral man. Yeah, man, I'm feeding the poor. I'm giving back to community. I'm helping when I can help. That is not enough. God is looking. Will you surrender your last? Will you surrender the very thing that you love to do? The very thing you're addicted to? Are you ready to give up and to try?
Jesus.
That is why some
My
persons,
God.
mighty God, that is why
Jesus.
some persons' addiction is heavy. Addiction of many things. It is so heavy. We cannot
Jesus.
be broken if we don't release it. We have to release it, and releasing takes movement, it takes action, it takes
Yes.
putting things
Amen.
together. My mother
Amen.
always
Amen.
says to
No.
me, God help those who help themselves, and it is a true talk. Because God wants to see what is the posture of your heart.
Heart.
Are you going to do this? Are you going to put this into place? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The release requires you to move. You have to complete a task sometimes. God wants you to do something.
Yes.
Sometimes the something is fasting. Sometimes it's not just a prayer, you know. Prayer is good. Do not get me wrong. It is amazing. It is one of the weapons that we need to use. But we have to fast. Like, I usually battle with fasting. When I say battle, I do like probably 6 to 12. I may say, oh gosh, This is not enough though, because I do 6 to 12 not as often as I should. And when I do it, it don't feel meaningful sometimes. And some of us can attest to that, you know. We have to be honest with ourselves, and that is a part of the release. If you're not honest with yourself, how are you going to change who what you're doing now so you can be better, so that you can be, you know, molded in the hands of the potter? You cannot be molded if you're not ready to actually be honest with yourself. You know
Amen.
you will struggle with this. Give it to God. Say, God, today, I struggle with this and I need help with this. Some of us, we can't move because we're not accountable to ourselves. And God wants us to be accountable for our actions. That is why you repent. Lord, see me do this. Me want to get away from this now. Me go turn. Help me, give me the steps. Give me the actions
Jesus.
so I cannot do this anymore. So I can be like this now. Abraham released it. He wasn't attached to his blessings. Because sometimes we make these blessings become an idol to us. It becomes something that rules us. It becomes something that, may I tell you, say, we don't ever remember God, as a matter of fact. We lose sight that God gave us those blessings. We lose sight that God gave us the blessings because we're too caught up in the blessings. And that is not what God wants from you. If you don't notice what is happening in the world right now, last night I was on my phone and I saw a news that said there was a plane from France heading to Detroit and it was supposed to land. But it had, they said, suspected case of whichever one of the viruses that they have currently going around, whether it was Ebola or the hantavirus. And I'm just pointing that out because, you know, I was telling my children, not because it's not in your environment, that means it won't affect you. And if any one of us remember, COVID was that example. When I heard COVID coming out the first time, I was like, you man, that they're China. If you worry about that they're China. I used to send the long messages on WhatsApp, drink some tea, drink this tea. On Jamaican started saying that now reach me. And when it arrived, it hit us 4-6. Because everybody know positions, our positions changed. We had to change how we operated. We had to move differently. Things are going to be fulfilled as it is stated in the word of God. Things
Yes.
are happening before our eyes, and God is looking at our posture tonight. Yes, you can still enjoy yourself. Yes, you can still serve God. Yes, you can still walk in your purpose. If there's anything I've learned walking with him, he allows you to walk in your purpose. And when you start walking in it, you'd be shocked to see how impactful, how helpful, how influential in a great way. Because then it's not you that speaks, it's God that speaks for you. It's God that goes before you. And I'll give you another testimony. Somebody reached out to me after doing one of my workshops. And when she was talking, she wasn't even talking about the workshop. She was commenting on very things that you would observe in the scripture when the Bible talks about the fruit of the Spirit. She spoke about how patient I was. In my head, I'm not being patient. I'm just like waiting. I'm waiting for this one to do. You know, I'm just doing what I do. And when the Spirit of God is working through you, whichever capacity that you're in, teacher, doctor, nurse, it doesn't matter where you work. People should see the light shining through you regardless. That
Okay.
is how we know that you have the
Amen.
posture that is
Yes.
attached to the true vine.
My God.
Amen. Because when you're attached to the true vine, you see that you're going to flourish. If the tree is blooming or blossoming, rather, you are going to see your blossoms too. But if you get chopped off from the tree, what do you think is going to happen to your branch? You're going dead
Yeah.
because you're cut
Yes.
off from the source. And that is why
Yes.
some of us were suffering because we're not attached to the
To the
source.
source,
We're
amen.
not attached to the source. Only ever see one tree where, like, all the fruit drop off. The flower drop off, it start rot. It start all change color. We not look the way we look. We not flourish anymore. And
Mighty
God is
God,
reminding us, if you
disconnected,
stay, thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus, if you stay attached to me, you will flourish. I'm not talking
Yes.
about money.
No.
I'm talking about your
Yes.
inner character, your spirit of
Yes.
a go ahead.
Yes.
People will see God before they even speak to you. people will understand that, whoa, yeah, man, this is different. This is new. It's not
Yes.
even about you, you know. The just the posture of how you behave speaks to their life. And
Yes.
in that very moment, God work and he gets the
Amen.
glory.
Amen.
He gets the
Amen.
glory. And so tonight, stay truly attached to the vine. When the seas are licking of six, stay truly attached to the vine. Because the minute you separate from the vine, and I can testify of that, you will go dark. Things will go strangely dim. You no longer see things the way you should. Sin will mess it up in a people. Like
Oh,
I'm
yes.
telling you from my own experience, sin will put scales on your eyes. You can't move forward. You can't do anything. Nothing at all. Because that's what sin does. It deters you, it delays you, and it will also give you death. And we don't want that.
No.
We want life eternal. So when Jesus
Amen.
spoke to the rich young ruler and him say, yeah, man, if you want eternal life, sell all you have. God is talking to somebody tonight. There's something that we have that we're closely attached to. We're too attached to, and God is saying to us tonight, let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. It's not, it's
Mighty
going to be your
Jesus.
demise. Let it go. I don't care if it's the money. Because some of we attach to some form of money, you know. I don't care if it's a man or the woman. You know
Jesus.
what is happening in your life. There are people in your circle who are not meant to go where you're meant to go, and nothing is wrong with that. And not everybody could have followed Jesus, you know. Not
No.
everybody. There are many moments in the scriptures where it says that Jesus pulled away from the crowd.
Proud.
Because when
Amen.
you're releasing, there will be moments of isolation, not because you're selfish, not because you don't want to deal with people. It's because you need a moment with God.
My
You
God.
have to have a moment with him, multiple moments, because
Jesus.
that's how you keep the connection alive. That's how you
Yes,
keep staying
Lord.
connected to the source. That's how you know get chopped off from the vine. Because the minute you get chopped off, you start get wrinkled up, everything is gone.
One, no more
Purpose to
strength.
have no more standing. God can't work through you. You want everything is literally upside down. Jesus, God,
Jesus.
I'm speak, mighty God, speak to somebody tonight. Stay true to
Yes,
the
Lord.
source.
Jesus,
Stay
mighty
true to
God.
the source. Don't let anybody deter you. Don't let nobody take
Jesus.
you from it. You think a little tell people say, this not gonna go on for you, Chantal. This is not gonna work for you, Chantal. People have spoken negativity into my life over and over and perhaps wonder, why am I still here? It is not
Jesus.
because of Chantal's eloquence. It is not because of no degree or no certification you may have. It is because of the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
At 11 years old, when I went home and told my mother that I was going to get baptized, she looked at me and said, you don't know nothing about Christian life.
Jesus.
And I told her, I remember going back to church asking one of the ministers, and I'm saying, is it a disobedience? Is it a sin? If me go baptize, and my mother said, don't baptize. And him said, if that is a calling on your life, you need to get it done. And I did. I remember somebody had to go to my house to get my mother to come to my baptism. And to this day, my mother is perhaps the happiest woman that I did that thing, that
Jesus.
I gave my life, because she has seen my life has been a living testimony. The
Thank you,
up, the
Jesus.
down, the over, the under, the corners, the curves, every part of my life is a part of what God has for me. No, it doesn't mean that what happened that was bad should have, because some
Yes.
things are allowed by God. But he still turned them around for my good. And
Hallelujah.
I'm speaking to somebody tonight, because when I tell you that God has brought me a mighty, when I say mighty long way,
Mighty
it is
God.
because no matter what, I'm staying true to the source. No matter how the bill them a call me, and them a say this, and them a say, I'm staying true because I'm going to trust him. When Peter was walking on the water,
Hallelujah.
I'm sure he felt the trembling under his legs. I'm sure he felt the instability, or instability rather, of that water. He said, "No man, this must feel unstable." I'm sure he felt like, "No, I'm about to sink." And it's not just a matter of how it felt, but it was the uncertainty attached to the situation that he was in. Some of us, we have uncertain obedience. Some of we have costly obedience. Some we have uncomfortable obedience, because it's going to take a
Jesus.
different level of sacrifice to
Mighty
release.
God. Jesus.
Because our
Hallelujah.
obedience to God, it challenges us. It challenges emotions. It challenges our finances. It challenges our
Jesus.
understanding, our spiritual maturity. Because sometimes we are saying, "No man, me never talk to that person the right way, you know." Or me, I say, "No, me not take me if you give up so much money." Yeah, I wonder, but if me give up the money, yeah, would they say me if you give up? Me not go pay him no light bill. Like, you go say, that somebody go say me not no sense, come here, give away me
All his
last.
wisdom, Jesus.
You know? Let me say, "No man, what you mean? Yeah, I give up $50 for tithes, for offering." They say, "If you give up an offering and believe God, I have the $150. What you mean you don't give it up? You have gas in your car tomorrow?" Somebody's gonna look at you and say how foolish you are.
Yes.
But let me tell you something. When I said it takes sacrifice, God has proven to me that you have to lock your eye for literally be faithful. You have to close your eyes. And I'm saying that in a sense where it takes a different level of obedience.
Amen. Help us,
It
mighty.
takes a different level of obedience. But God will provide for you. And if
Yes.
anything you have learned tonight, taken tonight, anything that have edified your spirit tonight, is to understand that Abraham gave the very thing he loved the most, the very thing that was true to his heart. And God blessed him way more than any of us. From Abraham's one seed came generations. Generations. And they obtained so many blessings. Tonight could be your night where you get that blessing.
My
You have
God.
to release. You have to release. And it takes to release, you have to make your mind up to say, "God, but finally I'll get this done. Tonight is the night. Me hear you loud and clear. Tonight is the night for me to let go and surrender. Even when I feel like I don't understand," because I'm going to leave you with this last thing. When we're surrendering, everything around you sometimes is going to make it seem like nothing is going to happen. Everything around you is going to tell you
Yes,
that, "No
amen.
man, this is not going to work."
Yes,
It's going to deter you.
My
Sometimes you
God.
get a slap in the face from it, because it's saying to you, "No, it's not going to work. You're fooling yourself.
Amen.
The devil is a liar.
Jesus.
The devil is a liar. Don't let him
Mighty
fool
God.
you. Don't let him trick you. He might
Hallelujah,
try
my
to
God.
deter you from your blessing. He's trying to
Oh
rob you
God.
from your blessing. He's trying to rob you from walking
Yes.
into your destiny,
Yes.
the ordained and assigned purpose that God has for your life. He said before you were formed in your mother's womb, he knew you.
Yes.
He knew that
Hallelujah.
you would step forth in front of people and talk. He knew that you would be helping people to an extent where encouragement, exhortation, his presence goes ahead of you.
Yes.
He knew
Yes.
that maybe you might choose the path, but he might go reel you back in, and you're going to
Yes.
use that very story. That story, somebody says, is going to be oil for somebody else. And so tonight, don't let what is around you fool you. We put
Jesus.
it in that very way. Don't let it stop you. Because you have to stay true to the vine.
Yes.
You have to stay true to the vine. No, let no
Mighty God.
circumstance tell you, say, "No man, God not go faithful." No. He says, "I will make a way in the wilderness
Wilderness.
and rivers in the
In
desert." We're
the desert.
talking about the impossibilities.
My
Because
God.
no river, no way, no, just show up in a wilderness, so you know. Remember, the wilderness is so vast, you can't find your way. And the deserts, they only have a little oasis, a little part. Sometimes you have to go miles to find that little fertile area. So when God speaks and say, "I'm going to make rivers," plural, you know, not one river, many river. So while you're there thinking that God is going to provide one blessing, just like Abraham will provide many blessings, don't limit God. Take
No.
every limit off of him because God is unlimited. He's unlimited and he's ready to move in
Amen.
our lives. It's not about
My
Chantal's
God.
life only. It's about Sister Camille life. It's about Sister Nadine
Amen.
life. It's about Sister
Yes.
Shanique life. About Sister Joy life. He's ready to move in
My
our
God.
lives if we continue to release. And if we not start release, we need to start release.
In Jesus'
Because in
name.
your release, there is a blessing. There are many
Amen.
blessings that God has for you. And that is what I'm leaving with you tonight. God bless you all in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In
Thank
the
you,
house,
mighty God.
brethren, bless
Thank
the
you,
name of
Jesus.
Jesus.
Worthy.
Bless
My God,
the name of
worthy.
the
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. What is the
Hallelujah.
posture of our hearts tonight? Blessed be the name of the Lord. We posture how our heart sits. Is it sitting upright? It is crouched? Is it down? Is it what is? Praise God. And when we get our heart in with the right posture, sitting right in God, mighty God, release ourselves and allow God to work. Hallelujah. The wood is there, the fire is there, the knife is there. Where is the sacrifice? Release ourselves, brethren, and allow God to provide because there's a ram in the ticket. As we release ourselves, mighty God, with a good postured heart, hallelujah, he will provide for us whatever the need is, whatever the circumstances be. God have a ram in the ticket. Don't keep for ourselves. Hallelujah. Release. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody said to me once some time ago,
My
he said,
God.
if you don't stretch your hand out to give, you cannot pull it in to receive. Hallelujah. So release ourselves. Give to God, mighty God, and watch our suddenly. Hallelujah. Watch our suddenly, mighty God. Our suddenly of healing. Our suddenly of deliverance. Our suddenly of breakthrough. Watch our suddenly and watch it unfold in the presence of God. And we stay tuned and stay to this inner source, stay connected to the vine. Hallelujah. With this good posture of heart, and we stay connected to the vine. Hallelujah. And don't limit God and watch him work for us. Glory to the name of Jesus. Can
Hallelujah.
we
Thank you,
unmute our
Jesus.
mics and give him praise in the
We
house?
bless your name,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Bless your name, mighty God.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Thank
Lord.
you,
We thank
mighty
you
God.
for your word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord,
Thank
that you have taught
you,
us, oh God Almighty, a good posture of our
Father.
heart and how to release and allow you to work in our
Thank you,
lives.
Jesus. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Obedience,
Thank you,
the
Jesus.
first
Thank
sign
you, Jesus.
of our miracle.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be
Thank
the
you,
name
Jesus.
of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
Bless
to
the
God.
name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you,
Thank
Sister
you.
Chantal, for this word. Praise God that God has laid upon your heart. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. If we take them, place them on our heart, live by them, hallelujah, then we know that we will grow in grace and we will grow in beauty in God's sight. God bless you, woman of God. Continue to work for the Lord. Continue to allow the Lord to
Amen.
lead you. Continue to allow the Lord to use you as
Amen.
vessels, mighty God, working in his kingdom.
Yes,
Hallelujah. Because indeed he seeks persons, hallelujah, such as you, young and strong, vibrant, hallelujah, to work for him in the harvest field. Praise God. At this time, lovely Sister Camille, I would want to hand over to you as I take my leave for the afternoon in
Bless the
Jesus'
Lord.
name. God bless you,
Amen.
brethren.
I
Praise
bless you,
God.
people of God. I
Amen.
greet you well in the
Praise
worthy and
God.
exalted name of Jesus. Amen.
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 The name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
I bless
Amen.
the Lord for tonight. I bless the Lord
for the word, Sister Chantal. God
Praise
bless
God.
you. And as I concur with Sister Nadine in saying, continue to avail yourself that the Lord will continue to use you for his glory. In
Amen.
Jesus' name. My takeaway tonight, what is my Isaac? You know, she would have shared that Abraham gave his best, the very thing he loved the most. My God, and that would have been a major sacrifice.
Yes.
What is my Isaac? What is your Isaac tonight? What is the very thing that you love the most? Are you willing to give it to the Lord? Because if you're willing to do it, to give it to the Lord the very first time, without having to be prompt and to be
I'm
reminded
sure
and to
yes.
be, you know, my grandmother would have said, soft sided, you know,
Yeah.
then it proves that the posture of your heart is in the right place. And so I'm just looking in my life and I'm seeing, Lord, what is it that I hold on to that you are requiring of me to let go? Because I'm ready to go to a new level. I'm ready to make
Amen.
that release. I'm ready to walk in my blessing. And I know that it comes with my release. So I encourage you, I just join with her in encouraging you to look into yourself. What is it that you need to release? Let us do it together now as a ministry. Let us search ourselves, find our Isaac, release it unto the Lord. The very thing that we love the most. Let's release it to God. Prove
Yes.
to him that the posture of our hearts are in the right place. Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you for that word, Sister Chantal. Really blessed my heart and really prompted me to do that self-search in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Jody, for leading devotion tonight, for
Amen.
setting the stage. You know, you did an excellent job welcoming the presence of the Lord. And we bless the Lord for you and for the fact that you're willing to serve within this ministry. We're going down to a close. I see Brother Nigel eager to share. And so I'm going to invite Brother Nigel to go ahead. I know it's a testimony. So go ahead, Brother Nigel.
God bless you, Sister Camille.
Bless the
Blessings to
Lord.
everyone on your platform. It's not
Bless
a
the Lord.
testimony. I just want to say that that was so refreshing from Sister Chantal. So refreshing. When she started, she said she don't have a topic. I think that's what she said. She don't have a topic for tonight. But as she continues into delivering that wonderful message, I see it comes out. Trust God in everything. Trust God in every situation, and He will provide. I'm saying
Amen.
to God, this that's how I'm so happy that I get the opportunity to come on tonight. I am blessed. I am really blessed. God bless you, Sister
God.
Shanta.
Bless the Lord. My computer is dying, so I'm just plugging it in so we don't lose. Ah, there we go. Bless the Lord. God bless you, Brother Nigel. Yeah, man, it is a testimony. Your heart was blessed, right? And you were encouraged. And so we bless the Lord. Praise God. Go ahead, Sister Alicia.
Good night, everybody. From the other day, I have been so I'm so overwhelmed, but I'm living by the word of God to say that. And just like Paul, Sister Chantal taught, she spoke about Paul and Silas. I continue to preach about remind myself and pray the word. Paul and Silas, you know, and the scripture that said he's going before me to make the crooked path straight, and he's providing rivers in the desert. He's perfecting everything that concerning me. I have so many things, studying and my waiver. I'm at the point where I don't even know if I am going or I am coming, but I'm trusting God. You know, and today I was clear. I cleared out my class, and then the principal came. You know, to check it off to say that, okay, it is cleared. And she said something to me that is like I was holding on to something. But she said something. I left some, like my charts and everything in the drawer. And she said, I need to get them out. Either I give it away or I trash them because I'm not coming back. And when she said it to me, I felt something in my heart. And then I was talking to my friend after. And, you know, he was asking, am I crying? I said, no, I am not. Because I'm telling myself, no, I am not. I'm not going to shed a tear. And I was just there. And then we went to a little gathering where, you know, they are talking about how much, you know, the 5 years and everything. And as I sat there, I was telling myself, I am not crying. People got up and spoke about me. And, you know, this teacher, she was crying. And I was just sitting there saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I came out of the meeting. I said, yes, God. It's like you put on a different clothes. I have a different this feeling, knowing that, yes, it's a shake. A shake is going on. It's that there's a confirmation to say that, guess what? Let go and let God. You know, let go and let God. And as Sister Chantel said, there's a shaking. He has to shake you for you to move on. I said, thank you, Jesus. As I entered, you know, the prayer meeting, the Zoom, and I heard the song, it's like it shifts something in me. I said, thank you, Jesus. This is what you're telling me. So I just want to give God thanks. I said, God, whatever you're doing in this time, if you want to send me back to Jamaica, I know that you have something better for me. If you want me to move to another state, you have something better for me. Mm-hmm. And everything, I had some objectives that I came with here. And I've completed all my objectives. Mm-hmm. And even moving on to other objectives, I said, to God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Because he has the last word. And I just thank God. I thank God for the peace. I thank God for his grace.
Hallelujah.
And throughout the day, throughout even when sometimes when it's not all the time I get the chance to look, but to read, but when he said the silence, don't think that God is not working. And I said, God, bless me with your peace while you work in silence. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Bless the Lord. And so we bless the Lord, Sister Alicia. And what I will say to you, it is well.
Yes, ma'am.
It is well. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
It is
hallelujah.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God. We go into closing tonight. And, you know, as we go into closing, would have heard persons would have shared their experiences. And so we continue to see that the Lord, God Almighty, is in charge. And we continue to trust him. And it doesn't matter where we are in our journey, where we are in our situations with him, whether we're in the middle or we are just before dawn or we are celebrating because we have experienced the outcome. Whatever, wherever you are, just know that the Lord God Almighty is in charge. Amen. Amen. And so we continue to surrender them to him and to trust him to do what he does best. Sometimes he works in ways that we don't understand. In ways that we don't understand and ways that we don't expect him to work. But as Brother Nigel would have piggybacked on Sister Chantal's message to say, trust the Lord in all situations. Let us do that tonight. Let us do it in the fullness of the word. Amen. So we do all the actions that God requires of us to do, to show him that, listen, God, I trust you. And whatever you do is well done in Jesus' Amen. Name. Bless the Lord. And so the word would have gone forth tonight. You know, Sister Chantal would have shared, are you attached to your blessings or are you a steward of the blessings of the Lord God Almighty? And so if you are an unsaved tonight, I will ask you this question. What is your Isaac? What is in the world that you're holding on to
Jesus.
That you are not willing to say, yes, Lord? What are you holding on to? What do you deem more important and the Lord God Almighty? I encourage you tonight to examine yourself. I encourage you tonight to open up the doors of your heart and let the Lord God Almighty in. He's outside knocking. He will not force his way in. But when we open up and we say, Lord, come in, he will make his entrance. Are you that person tonight who is willing to say, yes, Lord? I am ready. I don't understand it, but I trust you. My surrender to the Lord God. I remember saying that very word. I don't understand it, Lord, but I trust you. I'm going to do this salvation thing. That's what I refer to it as. And I said it to my pastor. I don't know what is going to happen, but I'm going to do this salvation thing. And here I am. And so I encourage you tonight, if you have not made that call, tonight is the night.
Yes.
Today is the day of salvation. It's the only time. This is the only moment that we're certain of. The very next moment, we could get a call, God forbid, and it could be the end of
yes.
you. And so where will your soul, where will you spend eternity? It is a choice that we have to make. And so I give you Jesus tonight.
Amen.
Are you going to open up and receive him? Are you going to reject him? The choice is yours. And I pray that as the word has gone forth, that it rests in your heart and that you will make that decision, if not now, then very soon, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Is there such a one? Please indicate to us in the chat, open your microphone, or just send us a personal message if you don't want it. You don't want it publicized yet. You know, sometimes we're a little shy, and that's okay. And we're here with you. But let us know so that we can be praying for you, praying with you, and providing guidance as best as we can for you, because it's easier to go together. Amen. It's easier to serve the Lord when we do it together.
Yes.
Amen. Anyone? Praise God. Let us continue to pray, people of God. Remember last week, was it last week or the week before, we said that I encouraged you or challenged you to choose an unsaved and to be praying for that unsaved continuously.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I hope that we have chosen. And if you haven't, I encourage you to join us on this quest as we choose and we pray daily or as often as we possibly can for those unsaved persons, because we want salvation nice enough, people of God. Jesus mm-hmm. nice enough. And we want them to come and experience it. And we want them to come and secure their souls' salvation, secure their place of eternity. Amen. And so somebody prayed for me because I was out there in the world. So let us be praying for those who are unsaved. Let us be intentional in targeting some persons, praying day and night for their souls. And let us start. We can start in our homes. Let's start there in yes. Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. All right, I see some requests. We bless the Lord and we celebrate with you, Sister Terry. For those of us who would have prayed for her student, we have victory one more time in Jesus' name. Bless the Lord. Praise God. I see Sister Joy saying, pray for my son, Manero. He's on his way to overseas and my husband is having a spiking blood pressure. We speak to that blood pressure, Sister Joy, right now, in Jesus' name. We're going to go into prayer. We're going to be praying for Sister Chantal, who mm-hmm. brought the word. And we're going to be praying for Sister Joy's son and husband and anybody else that has any request tonight. We're going to lift them up before the Lord. Sister Heather, bless the Lord. I just need some warriors to just, you know, get ready and to just join me as we pray. Last week I needed prayer. I was sick. Here I am tonight. Prayer works. And so join me if you are able to unmute and let us be praying for these individuals in Jesus' name. Sister Chantal, Sister Joy's son, Monero, I hope I get it right. And her husband, Mr. Charlton, Sister Heather, Sister Hutchinson, Sister Hutchinson's daughter, and Sister Lem that has a pain in her chest. Amen. Praise God. All right, Sister Alicia. I see that. Let us pray. Join me if you're able to, in Jesus' name. Righteous God and our Father, Lord, we thank you. Amen. We thank you for tonight. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your lordship, Lord God Almighty. We thank you for showing up, oh God, in the different areas of our lives and for manifesting your powers in ways, God Almighty, that we cannot imagine, for blowing our minds, Lord. Lord, we thank you for tonight's service. We thank you for Sister Jody, who would have led us, mighty God, into devotion. We thank you for the inspiration you gave her. We pray that you will cover her under your divine blood and wrap her, mighty God, in your arms of coverage and protection through the fear of the living God. Pour into her in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for Sister Chantal, your daughter, your servant, Lord, whom you have enabled and you have poured into tonight to come and share this word, a timely word on this platform. I thank you, Lord God Almighty, for the day that she accepted you as her Lord and Savior, Lord God Almighty. I thank you for her willingness to serve. I thank you that she says yes. She said yes to the call to come on tonight, oh God Almighty, and to share this word. I thank you for the word that was delivered, oh God, just causing us to examine ourselves, to find our Isaacs, to examine whether or not we're attached to our blessings or we are stewards of the blessings of the Lord God Almighty. We pray that this word, oh God, will settle in the heart of your people. It will find root there, oh God. It will spring forth as you water it, Lord God, and you will come, Lord God, to live, oh God, the manifestation of this word. We will release tonight, oh God, that which we're holding on to. We will walk in obedience, God. Then we will be able to reap the blessings that you have in store for us. Lord, I pray that you will cover Sister Chantal under your divine blood. I pray, God Almighty, that you will empower her for your work in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray tonight, Lord God, that you will be a shield around her, her glory, and the lifter up of her head. Mighty God, I pray that you will just be that fire, oh God, that surrounds her, that the enemy, Lord, cannot come near to her, that the enemy cannot come nigh her. Dwelling, be that fortified wall of protection around your daughter tonight in the name of Jesus. We submit her plans to you, Lord. We submit her endeavors to you. We pray, God, that as she is in this season of release, she will be a testimony of this very word that you have given unto her in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray, declaring that she shall walk in abundance tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, every spirit, as I cover myself and my family under the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, everything that which was planted by the enemy to deter her from her destiny, to, oh God Almighty, to dwarf her destiny, to abort her destiny, we stand in the name of Jesus Christ when we release the fire of God to burn those things to naught in the name of Jesus Christ. We cover her under the blood, mighty God. We shatter every glass ceiling that has been placed over your daughter. She shall elevate, mighty God, like a rocket in the name of Jesus. And whatever is held, whatever is released to hold her bound, right now it is shattered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We cover her, mighty God, under the blood of Jesus, her vehicle, mighty God, her job, her classroom, mighty God, her house that she lives in. In the name of Jesus Christ, her business under the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, continue to use her, mighty God, for your glory in Jesus' name. I thank you for Sister Joy, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that she's a member of this ministry, and because she's attached to us, oh God, we know that her family is also attached to us, so we cover her son, oh God Almighty, under your divine blood. Safe journey. We speak it over him in the name of Jesus Christ. of Nazareth. We speak to that spike in blood pressure now in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you now by the power of God, by the fire of God, to decrease now in the name of Jesus. We stand on the authority of the Lord God Almighty. When we speak to God, any demonic forces that is holding that blood pressure higher, holding it captive, we declare a release in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to go down, normalize now. We speak numbers in the spirit, 118 over 75, go down now with immediate effect in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We strip you of high blood pressure. I cover myself and my family under the blood of Jesus Christ. My house is covered. You have no sense of direction to me. Come on, people of God, we are praying, we are warring in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Mighty God, your fire is around me and I shall not be harmed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pull down every stronghold over that blood pressure. Normalcy in the name of Jesus. Come down now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Mighty God, we pray for sister, hallelujah, Heather, your daughter that is in need of prayer. Jesus Christ, I don't know her situation, but Lord, you do. I pray that you will examine it tonight. I pray that you will search her out, oh God. I pray that you will remedy her situations in the name of Jesus Christ. If it is sickness, send healing in the name of Jesus Christ. If it is doubt, send faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Mighty God, if it is uncertainty, send trust in the name of Jesus Christ. Mighty God, whatever she's holding on to, I pray that you will teach her how to surrender it to you fully in the name of Jesus. Cover sister Heather under your blood tonight, mighty God, and let it be done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I cover sister Nadia's daughter under your blood and into this situation, Lord, whatever it is, let it be done. Oh God Almighty, let it be pruned, let it be burned, let it be, God Almighty, purified by the fire of God. Bring a shift, Lord. Bring a similar shaking, mighty God, like what Paul and Cyrus experienced in that prison. Let there be a shaking in your daughter's life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let there be a shift. Let there be a halt to some situations in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to some situations, some of the heads that try to turn up. We step on them tonight with the authority of the Lord God Almighty in the name of Jesus. We speak to pain in Sister Lem's chest now in Jesus' name. We apply the antidote, which is the blood of Jesus Christ, to that area, oh God Almighty, that is infected with pain. Call that spirit of infirmity now to be gone in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Normalcy to that chest area. Organs shall function. Heart shall not palpitate, but will pump blood the way it ought to. In Jesus' name, any defense, mighty God, we speak the blood of Jesus Christ over it. Any organs, oh God Almighty, in that body that is not functioning right, that is leading to that chest pain, we speak to you now to line up, align with the word of God in the name of Jesus. There's no doubt you can do it, Lord. When Ezekiel entered the valley of dry bones, you caused organs to come and to form. Replace organs in Sister Lem's body that is causing that pain and bring her, mighty God, to a place where she's pain free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray for your daughter, Sister Elisha, tonight, Lord God Almighty.
Jesus.
She's your handmaid, mighty God.
Yes, thank you.
It's a lot, Jesus, but you know, thou knowest, Lord, it is heavy on her back. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray for your intervention.
My God.
Pray that you will step in.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
It is well.
Hallelujah.
It is heavy.
Glory, Jesus.
It is a lot. We will not discredit the weight.
It is so much.
We will not discredit the weight. But
hallelujah, God, Jesus.
But God, there is a God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Very much present in this your time of trouble, Sister Elisha. My God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I don't see any evidence of this.
My God.
But the Lord God Almighty, He says, I am with you.
my daughter.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, be still
hallelujah.
And know that I am God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am with you.
Hallelujah.
And it is
thank
well.
Jesus.
It
thank
is
you,
well.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It is
thank
well.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
It is well.
Thank
it is
well.
He says it is well. It is well.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Why are you cast down, Sister Elisha? My God
Jesus.
Almighty. Hope thou in God.
Hallelujah.
Hope thou in God. Because it is well. Heal my
heart. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
It is
hallelujah.
Mighty God.
Hallelujah.
You shall testify. Woman of God,
thank you, Jesus.
You shall testify.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name
it is
of
well.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Sister
Jesus.
Elisha.
Glory God.
In the name of Jesus.
Be careful what you say. Just know that it is well. I don't
Amen.
Know. That's the
Jesus.
Word I heard. Be careful
you,
of what you say.
Jesus.
Perhaps
Jesus.
Who you say it to. But just
Amen.
Know that it is well.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is
thank
well.
Jesus.
It is well.
Amen. Amen.
It is well.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the
it
name
is
of
well.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. When the storms of life come upon you, just say, it is well. The
it
woman that, you know, lost her child, it wasn't well, but she spoke it. She said, it is well. My God. It is well, Sister Elisha, in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen. Bless the Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
It is well. The Lord bless you tonight. People of God, I want to thank you for coming in. I want
Praise
to thank
God.
Those of you who joined in covering me as I prayed in Jesus' name. I will continue to remind us that, you know, sometimes you go into prayer, it's a lot more than you bargain for. And so
yes.
It's important for us to cover those who
yes.
are in prayer, not just when it's Sister Camille, it doesn't matter who it is. Because sometimes what happens is you carry the burden for the person, and it's a lot. And because
yes.
you stir up the kingdom of darkness, I'm just using it as a teachable moment, they're going to find you because you're the one who came to the Lord, you're the one who the Lord would have used to intercept their plan. So they're going to be mad, and there's going
yeah.
to be they're going to try to revenge, amen. And so it is important that as we pray on the platform, we be alert. Amen. We cover our brothers and sisters while they war, while they pray. Amen. And it gives us a set, it helps us to be quickened in our spirit. It helps us to be alert. Amen. You might just be saying, oh, I'm just saying the blood of Jesus. Sometimes you don't know what it is doing because you can't see it. It doesn't mean it's not effective. Amen.
Oh,
so let us be aware and be alert in the spirit. Cover our brothers and sisters as they pray, as they war, as they bring the word in the name of Jesus Christ. This is a place where the Lord God Almighty dwells, and we want to make sure that he continues to come. And so we want to be connected to him. Amen. Bless the Lord. We're going to go. Any final remarks before we go? Bless the Lord. Sister Nadine?
Not Sister Camille.
Amen. Sister Chantal?
Sister Camille.
Oh, Sister Hutchinson, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, I'm just asking the members to just keep my church body back home, Stonehenge Mountain Assembly Church of God, in their prayers as we lost our pastor suddenly. So we're just asking for prayer.
Amen.
Jesus.
Bless the Lord. And so we want to, our condolences to you, Sister Hutchinson, we know. Must be a difficult time. And so we pray that the Lord God Almighty will strengthen you and your church family, will uphold you with his righteous right hand, you know, and just grant you comfort as you go through this difficult time. The word says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Bless the Lord. So we continue to pray for you and your church family. Amen. The Lord bless you, people of God, as we get ready to go. I want to thank each of you for joining us tonight. Whew, we bless the Lord. I made it home 5 minutes to 8, just in time to start the platform. But we bless the Lord that we're able to get it done, and we give him glory in
Thank you.
Jesus' name.
Thank
Praise
you,
God. God bless
Jesus.
you. Thank you for joining. Thank you, Brother Dale Morgan, for being with us. Brother Walters, I believe it's Brother Walters that I see. God bless you. Good to have
Yeah.
you on. I'm looking for the first time.
Hey, Latoya.
Sister Walters. All right, Sister Walters. God bless you, Sister Latoya. Bless the Lord. All right, people of God, greet somebody as you go.
Good
And have a
night,
wonderful
everyone. Good
day.
night, everybody.
Bless
Blessings
the
all.
Lord.
Good night,
Good night,
everybody.
everyone. Good
Good
night,
night,
everyone. God bless
everyone.
you. Good night,
Amen.
everyone. Be with
God
you
bless
all.
night.
Bless the
Remember
Lord.
to
Elisha, I'm going to call
remember
you. God
to
bless
have a
you.
blessed night.
Okay,
Good night.
thank you, Sister Camille.
Bless you, Dr. Allison. Praise
God
God.
bless
Bless you,
you,
Brother
everyone.
Nigel, Sister Olga.
God bless you all.
God bless you all,
Have a
saints.
good
Elder
night.
Edwards, we know you can't, but we
Good
bless the
night.
Lord for you, and we wish you a happy birthday today, tonight. And we pray that you will enjoy the rest of your day. Amen. Continue to be a stalwart for the Lord. Elder Edwards, I know she's not able to unmute, but I know she's hearing us. God bless you, Elder Edwards. God bless you, everyone. Sister
Thank
Joyce,
you.
Sister Karen,
Good
Sister
night.
Carl,
Good
Sister
night.
Eva, Sister Chantal.
God
Blessing.
bless you, Sister Camille.
Bless you, Sister Lem. Praise God. Sister Heather, God
Yeah,
bless
good night.
you.
Good night,
Bless you,
Sister
my
Camille.
sister. Praise God. Have a good night,
All
everyone.
right, good night. Bye.
See you.